Marty Kelly is the Education Coordinator for Alternative and Adult Education and GED Testing Services at the Utah State Office of Education. She says the content of this new series of tests is geared more toward critical thinking.
In the past, it's been regurgitation of information, but now it is taking it to the next level. How would you apply this math equation to this type of situation? Can you critically think and convey those thoughts concisely?
Previously, the tests were made up of 5 individual modules, including math, science, reading, writing, and social studies. The new series only has 4. Kelly says the writing portion of the series will now be integrated into every subject. She adds all of the tests are aligned with the Common Core standards. The testing service also has a new portal on the GED.com website called MyGED, where participants can register and prepare for exams, search for jobs, and apply to college. Kelly notes candidates can also view their scores and get personalized feedback.
They'll get a smart transcript back immediately that says, okay, I did really well in the social studies area, but my scores didn't quite make it. I didn't quite make the cut. And these are the areas that I need to study and I need more information about before I go and resit for this test.
While the same test is used nationwide, credentials are issued by individual states. Candidates can take the GED at any one of Utah's 17 testing locations, but they must register online at GED.com. The testing fee is $30 per module as of January 2014. Whitney Evans, KUER News.